both of us simultaneously just got everything you said, but there's unbelief that when we walk in the room that the Lord is really truly capable. And so Stephanie wanted to just pray some things over that as well and say something.
So I sensed that there's some equippers in this room that you haven't been activated yet, I guess, into your destiny. And what I saw was that you hear the word that Christ is in you, but then you think, I don't know what to do with that. And so when I go, I keep it, and I keep it with me, and it's in me. But I hear the Lord saying, this is not a gift for yourself. This is not for you. For it is a deposit given to you to pour out, to pour out. And I see Mary with this expensive jar of perfume, and she keeps none for herself, none. And she pours it out on Jesus' feet, and that is all you're doing. When you are walking in your destiny unto the Lord, when you move into a room, and when you move next to someone, you are pouring out. You are not leaving a drop for yourself. And so I just want to pray off of that kind of holding back or that keeping some of that perfume. And if does anybody say yes to this? Amen. Okay. And so, Father, I come before you with this word as you love on your people. And I just ask that you would show them that none of this is of them. It's for them, but it's to pour out. And that is when your faith is going to increase and you're going to see him lifted high. For when he rose from the dead, it was for his glory to go into all the earth. It is for his glory to spread his glory. And that is what will happen when you are moving in pouring. You are moving in pouring. I just see it like a faucet just pouring out of you, and it's expensive, precious perfume. And so I just break off any hoarding of that and say, I'm going to dump out the whole bottle in the name of Jesus.
I just want to pray in the picture the Lord gave me, and it's the when he says the candle is to light the room, so don't hide it under the bowl, and keep the spirit to yourself. We have the ability to shine the light in the room. And so, Father, I just pray, God, that you would break off of us the fear that really says, can this really light the room? Will this really affect people? And so, Lord, we just say no to fear, and we say yes that you are the living God and that you are inside of us and that you want to make yourself known and that you continually put yourself and lead us to put us in situations to do this very thing. And so, God, we just ask you to let us throw away the bowl, that there would be no bowl to hide under. There would be no bushel or whatever version. You know, Lord, it is just not there, that we would... We would be transparent people who carry Christ, and it's seen, and it shines light in the room, Father, and it ministers to people we don't even know, in Jesus' name.